I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Representative Matt Gaetz. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Matt Gaetz, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, I got to say, I was just saying to my listeners, Matt, that your book captures the essence of Gaetz, the essence of Trump, and an insider's look at Washington. Who knew that Washington is one of the sexiest cities in the world?
Hey, the first chapter of my book is called Sex and Money, because those are the two things that often get congressmen to sell out the country. I think that Washington is a deeply corrupt place. My hope is that the Trump presidency gives us an opportunity to liberate ourselves from the PACs and the special interests that for too often have, I think, sold out the good people of this country as members of Congress have benefited themselves.
Yeah, I wanted to delve into that, Matt, but one news story, too. You know, this would be a special edition of your book. You're going after Mike Bloomberg today, and I think rightfully so. $16 million, 32,000 felons. If you vote, well, particular felons that they seem to have identified and targeted. Tell our listeners what that's about in Florida.
Yeah, so Michael Bloomberg literally had his associates write a memo saying that they were going to go and pay off the fines of not every former felon so they could vote, but only some segment of the black and Hispanic former felons that they would think would vote for Joe Biden. And they literally wrote in the memo that persuading people to vote for Joe Biden is like a very difficult thing right now. And it's far easier to go and engage in what I think is just like a straight up bribery scheme where you offer to retire people's debts for them in exchange for their vote. Now, like, I just was trying to think of like what would be the Republican equivalent of this. And like if Sheldon Adelson, who owns like a bunch of casinos all over the country, said like, we'll wipe out your casino debt if you vote for Donald Trump, they would encircle his home with the FBI like it was the Roger Stone raid redo. But instead, because it's Michael Bloomberg and he's specifically targeting these populations of people he think will vote for Biden, he seems to be escaping some scrutiny. And that's why I've called on the attorney general to apply election law. As I read it, it's a felony.
Did you just make that up this morning? Or I'd love to be, you're the master of the metaphor back to the other side. I mean, that is a real gift. I don't know if you've always had it. That is one of your biggest gifts, and that's why you get involved in so many shenanigans, I think.
Well, look, I mean, I'm here to raise a ruckus because
yes.
I know that's the way we raise an army of patriots. You know, I was the member of Congress who led my fellow members down to jailbreak the truth when Adam Schiff was down in the bunker in the basement. I think that too often in Washington, D.C., members of Congress are sitting around having meetings with their own staff or engaged in some self-important activity. I think we need to call out the tactics of the left that really do threaten to steal the country from us. I mean, you look at what they're doing with this mail-in voting. There are going to be millions of ballots floating around after the election available for tampering and fraud. And it is evidence to me that the Democrats know that this exciting MAGA revolution is going to produce a win for Donald Trump on Election Day. And so they need to create this space beyond Election Day so that they have the opportunity for confusion and fraud
right.
and riots and protests and having Antifa out there banging on things. And that's not good for the country.
Absolutely. And you're looking post-Trump even in the sense of how do we have this for generations going forward? How do we encourage people to see it that way? And in addition to, there's a lot of fun stuff in here. I mean, I was rollicking with this last night. Serious stuff, though, that you drill down on extensively about China and also about the endless wars. Now, Matt, you've been on that early on. That was a distinguishing thing for Trump, really unusual for a Republican.
President Trump is leading a political realignment in this country, and I want to be here to make sure that it continues. We used to have Republicans sell us on this Chimerica dream that if we just brought China closer to us, that it would be good. And the result instead has been it's made us more vulnerable. China is not the United States. They will never be us, and we need to wake up and see them for the true competitor that they are. President Trump sees that. He also sees how distracted America became during like the Bush, Obama, Clinton years, where we were seeing these like mirages of democracies in the deserts of the Middle East, where every time we were toppling a dictator, we were getting worse outcomes on the other side. So, you know, whether it's ensuring that we don't invade everywhere or ensuring we don't invite every illegal immigrant to our country just to help corporate America with low wages, I think that putting America and the American people first is a unifying winning principle. I think it's going to result in Trump's win in 2020, and I hope we can carry that mantle forward and ensure that the future of conservatism looks a lot more like President Trump and a lot less like the Romney, Kasich, Bush years.
Well, I thought you'd throw Paul Ryan in there. I've never seen a guy with our listeners over the years, the bloom was on him, then it was off pretty quickly. And Ryan, I think, encapsulates a younger version of the Mitch McConnells and the others. He's one of the real figures in your book that you really go after.
Well, I mean, Paul Ryan did us no favors as Speaker of the House. You know, we lost on health care. He totally rolled over on the Mueller investigation and like wanted people to go out there and praise Mueller. And frankly, I think it's because the Paul Ryan Republicans view the Trump presidency as just something we have to like grit and endure and hope we make it through. I see the Trump presidency as this great opportunity for our country to be richer and more successful, more patriotic and more focused on the challenges that really matter, like confronting China. And, you know, the corporatist Republicans, they're not driving anymore in this party. It's the ruckus raising populists, and that's the crew I roll with.
Congressman Gates, parting question. Politics is Hollywood for ugly people. We've heard that, right? But you say the media is Hollywood for annoying people.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't we deserve a media that is objective enough to just report on the news in, like, the greatest democracy in the world? But instead, we get these, like, show actors like Don Lemon and the like who are more interested in becoming professional gaspers and eye rollers than actually telling people what's going on. The president's right when he says a vast majority of the media, present company excluded, of course, they are the enemy of the people because they're there for clicks, for ad revenue, and for their own narcissism. They're not there to actually tell people what's going on. So, yeah, I take a pretty harsh view of the media, but you know what? I'm not going to sit around and whine about it and complain about it and accept it the way, like, George W. Bush just always surrendered the frame to the media. I'm going to go after those folks. I'm going to book every program I can, even with combative hosts, and I'm going to try to deliver the truth to the American people.
That's what I love. That's what more Republicans have to do. I'm kind of disappointed, though. Given the height of your hair and how good it looks, I'm a big hair guy. No hair tips in here. Is there a number one hair tip from Matt Gaetz?
Oh, the Dyson hair dryer has changed my life.
Okay. Congratulations on a great book. It's a fun and serious read. Firebrand, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the MAGA Revolution. Thanks for joining us today in Philadelphia, Matt.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.